Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right. 3:05, McBonagle here with you on The Fan. I got 2 more hours as we take you to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Coming off a disastrous loss for the New York Yankees. And when I say disastrous, I mean frustrating. Because it's not disastrous. There's another game tomorrow. And another 90 or so after that. And the New York Yankees will be fine. They're going to the playoffs. And they're going to win this division. They're the best team in the division. They're going to win this division. They are struggling at the moment. And it's pissing me off as much as it's pissing anyone else off. But I do recognize that this team does this. They go through stretches. They will find their way through. They still have additions to make. At the trade deadline, Giancarlo Stanton is back and looking good. And this will just be a blip that we can all go back and laugh at or point to when they lose the World Series. 888-808-1019. You know, Marco played the sound from Breslow and the Boston Red Sox after the trade. And, you know, it's funny to me. Because we get on Aaron Boone, or we get on Brian Cashman, or whoever, for not being honest, right? You know, Boone says nonsense, he's full of crap. And then a GM of the Boston Red Sox, and I understand they've won some championships, I get it. But the Boston Red Sox, who have traded Mookie Betts already, only to watch it be the biggest disaster in franchise history. I mean, as far as, I mean, maybe Babe Ruth was worse, let's be fair. Maybe Babe Ruth was worse. But Mookie Betts, I mean, to trade Mookie Betts, you've won a championship with him. He's your guy. He's homegrown. He's one of the best players in baseball, one of the more versatile players in baseball. You trade him, and now you trade Devers, and you try and tell us. Can you, Mike, get me that clip again that Marco just played, if you can, please, that they're going to be better, that they're going to be better. The Boston Red Sox, right? And I understand. I heard Boomer. I was driving home listening to Boomer's comments about he wishes more baseball teams would do this. Not mine. I don't wish my team would do this. A disgruntled player, which, by the way, you know, for all the stuff we get about Aaron Boone never saying a word cross about a player, you can't tell me that Alex Cora and the way he handled this helped. I'm sorry. If you think they're better off and he's a selfish player, fine. But at the beginning of the year, Alex Cora was very blunt about it. Hey, when asked about the promises made to him, hey, that was Bloom, different GM. That's what he said. And then when talking about you know, some of the issues, he just didn't care to try and put Devers in a better light publicly. And I'm sorry, you can't tell me it didn't hurt them. You can't tell me it didn't hurt this situation, but the idea that because he's unhappy and because, you know, there are reports now that he was frustrated when Campbell volunteered to play first after he didn't, He was frustrated that I'm sure he was really furious that Campbell volunteered to play first base after he told them no. And you know what? I'm not saying he was right to tell them no, because he should pick up a glove and try and play first base. I get it. But he was right when he said it's the Red Sox fault. Because Cassis isn't even a great player. They had one option at first base. He went down and was suddenly like, oh, why don't you play first? Like, oh, okay. I came in as your highest paid player, the one connection to the last championship team. I'm the guy you decided to build around. You promised me third base for the rest of my career. And then you come in at spring training, you tell me, no, you're not our third baseman anymore. Park your ass on the bench. You're a DH. And then the second you lose one player because you as an organization were unable to have depth at that position, you're going to turn to me and say, now I need you to play first. Now, look, having said all that, should he have done it? Absolutely, he didn't. He's also having a phenomenal season. He's also driving in as many runs as Aaron Judge. He's one of the top 10 pure hitters in this sport. You just got hot. You won again tonight. The Boston Red Sox won 2-0. You're turning your season around. And you trade the best player. And I respect their opinions. But Boomer saying, I wish more teams would do this. And then Evan's like, well, it's short-lived. You know, they might sign Kyle Tucker. Okay, I get that. Yeah, they're going to have some money. First, they got to go sign Kyle Tucker. And let's play this angle, because we don't know all the ins and outs or how many friends he has. How a free agent's going to feel when they say, they'll give me $300 million, but then if I don't jump through hoops for them, they'll trade my ass. If I don't jump through hoops for them, they're going to call me not a team player. They're not going to communicate with me. Then they're going to make demands of me. And if I go, I don't know, I'm a bad guy. Let's see how many big free agents are running to go take Boston's money after this situation. Now, if they put absolutely the most out there for Tucker, I'm not saying he wouldn't come to Boston, but all things considered, maybe he feels different. Yeah, I mean, you're hearing stuff that, you know, the front office is going over the manager's head to tell players, you know, what they want to do. You got the idea that there's reports that the coaching staff is fed up with the front office and all their nonsense. And when Roman Anthony missed the ball in the outfield, like I talked about earlier, they had him running sprints in the outfield. And a lot of people felt like it was a message to the front office that the guys you're bringing up aren't fundamentally sound, or they're not smart ball players, or they're this or that or whatever, and they're not focused on certain things. So when they make mistakes, I'm going to run them publicly out on Fenway's, you know, outfield to show you this is what I'm punishing them. Like, it is a mess over there in every way, shape, and form. And then when asked about whether or not he's giving up on the team, he gives you this line. This is Breslow in the press conference yesterday.
The opportunity to maybe repackage some of the resources and fill some voids in the roster as early as, approaching this year's deadline, and being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a chance. I'm sure there's a chance trading where your best player gives you the best chance to win. I mean, come on. Oh, some roles that some different, you know, going to have some, be able to fill some different roles. Yeah, with who? Who's better than Rafael Devers? Please. And then Cora says, yeah, he's going to be hard to replace. Of course he's going to be hard to replace. The players are like, yeah, we were shocked. We were on the plane. All of a sudden he got off the plane. There's no communication whatsoever. And I guess he mentioned, we have another cut here about the communication. I don't know if it's just with Devers or the organization, but... Breslow talking about the communication inside the organization.
I don't know if this outcome would have played out any differently. I think that there's a decent chance that it wouldn't have, but I absolutely need to have the humility to think back on the interactions and figure out what I could have done better.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in other words, I don't think it would have mattered. This guy didn't want to win, but I guess I could go revisit it.
Isn't the problem him communicating with players at all? Stearns talks to Mendoza, who talks to the players. Cashman talks to Boone, who talks to the players. Right. You have a manager to do that.
Yep.
And he has a reputation for being quite good at it.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I mean, he was really good when he was telling them where to put the screens and how to bang on the trash cans. Alex Cora was an incredible communicator at that moment. And I have to get it in. But no doubt. He's done an incredible job in Boston, and he is very much in tune with his players, and his players love him. And there is no reason why anyone in the front office or anything else should be communicating directly to players and not go through Alex Cora. I do think Alex Cora didn't make it sound like he was, you know, there was a couple comments early on about Devers that I thought he could have handled differently. And clearly, I said it at the time. I said, okay, now if this were Boone, right, or some other managers who are too kind, because I remember a bunch of people tweeting at me as he took on Devers saying, this is how you handle it. This is how a manager, he's honest, he's telling his player, he's, you know, and look, he got him to play DH. Yeah, okay, he got him to play DH. All pissed off, and it ended up in a trade. I'm sorry, it's just laughable. It's laughable. And I can't believe how many people are telling, you know, well, listen, he had to go. He was a cancer. He was this, he was that. Organizations can't be afraid to make these kind of decisions. You don't have to be. I'm not saying you can't trade him. I'm saying you can't trade him now. Can you imagine? Your team is just turning on. You're half a game out of the wild card in a lousy American League. You just beat the best team in the American League along with the Tigers. You swept them, won five in a row. And you're gonna go ahead and trade your best player and then tell me, well, there's a better chance that, you know, we didn't want the rookies around his, you know, okay, you didn't want the rookies around him. Oh, I know. Oh, it must have been terrible. You know, that picture of him, you know, with the mascot's head on in the dugout, man, imagine what he was saying under his breath while he was celebrating with the team with the mascot helmet on. I mean, who knows what he was saying? Screw this place. I hate this place. Yeah. No, it's fun. Put the mask on. Yeah, guys, don't listen to anything Cora says. Oh, yeah. Like, what are we talking about? He looked perfectly happy to me. He looked perfectly fine. I'm not saying he was happy that he isn't happy to be traded, but he would have made it through the season being nothing but a professional hitter and helping the Red Sox win. And maybe he wins one more and then tells you to stick it. Maybe. I don't know. But my goodness. Now I got to listen to that crap. And all of this, I'm supposed to be enjoying this. I'm supposed to be enjoying the idea that the Red Sox did the dumbest thing in baseball this year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then, yeah, Breslow with another great quote, as Fliegelman sent it to me. It's not, and this is Breslow during the press conference yesterday, it's not that this was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafael Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. What the hell does that mean? It's not the best because the best wouldn't get it done? Yeah, right. Then it's not the best then. But the point is, yeah, if you want that, you're pretty much saying we had to trade him. And it's not necessarily the best deal, because the best deal that we would have wanted might not have, you know, got us a player like Rafael Devers. But, you know, this one made the most sense because we had to ship him the hell out of here. We wanted someone to eat up all the money. And the second the San Francisco Giants said, we'll take in the entire contract, you said, whatever. Throw in Hicks. He throws hard. Who was your first pick last year? I also saw this. San Francisco Giants picked right after the Boston Red Sox. So the draft pick that they traded back for, they passed on him. Like they could have had him last year. That's what they thought of him. They passed on him. Now they're trading Rafael Devers for a pitcher that they passed on last year in his draft. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That is an amazing quote. It's not that it was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafi Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. I have no idea what he's talking about. It's not the best deal we could get, because the best deal we could get may not necessarily get. Like, what are we talking about? He's talking in circles because he has no idea what to say. He has no idea what to say. Why was this trade so crappy? I don't know, because, hey, look, could it have been better? Sure. But if it was better, it would have been harder to be better. And if it's better than what we're all expecting, then how could I honestly get a player like Devers for it? So better, maybe, but does better make sense? Because making sense is what happened with this deal. What? Unbelievable. That is just too funny to me. And I'm supposed to enjoy this. I'm supposed to enjoy the Red Sox falling apart. I'm supposed to enjoy trading Rafael Devers. I'm supposed to enjoy not having to see him in the division anymore. I'm supposed to enjoy it. And instead, the Yankees had to give me that crap last night. Now I can't enjoy anything. It's nonsense. Like, you know, again, here we go. You know, I'm getting inundated with tweets about how bad Volpe is. Whatever you want to believe. Believe whatever you want to believe. Believe whatever you want to believe. Look at what Volpe has done this year. He has made a big stride in the right direction offensively. He's not a superstar. He's not Gunnar Henderson. He's not Bobby Witt Jr. He's not going to be a superstar in this league. He is a solid player. In Kansas City, he made two incredible defensive plays. In Boston, on Sunday's game, he made a really slick pick off a bullet and turned it into a double play off Rafael Devers. Like, he's good defensively, and right now he's got a 760 OPS. That is well above major league average. He is an above average major league hitter. He's leading the team in doubles. He mashes left-handed pitching this year. He's been far better than what he was the two previous years. Far better offensively. He was on base four times in the Red Sox series. Name another player who was on base four times in the Red Sox series. I'll wait. My goodness. He had a lousy night last night. Absolutely. And he got thrown out at third base the other night trying to be aggressive. If you go, you gotta make it. And don't tell me you can't go. And a bunch of people like the coach has to have the red light there. You can't allow him to go in that spot. You can never make the third out at third base. You cannot do that. Well, tell Ron Washington, because Nito stole third base in the first inning with two outs. He walked in. They couldn't cover third base, but he didn't just sit on his hands and say, nope, I don't take it. I'm not taking the chance. It's bad baseball if I make the third out. No, you saw an opportunity, you took it. Volpe saw an opportunity, he was wrong. I get it. But we talk about him like he's awful. Yankee fans are way, way too hard on Anthony Volpe. And I was critical at the start of the year. I said, if Anthony Volpe doesn't improve offensively, I can't just consider him the starting shortstop next season. But he's improved offensively. He's an above-average major league hitter. He's killing left-handed pitching, and he's playing solid shortstop. He is having a good little season. He is not a superstar. But, man, and same thing with Wells. Oh, Wells sucks, Wells sucks, Wells sucks. Wells is behind Raleigh, is the second leading catcher in RBIs. He's on pace for 25 and 90, and we act like he sucks. I don't know. Is it just a bunch of old men looking at batting average? Is that what this is about? Because these guys, while not superstars, do not suck. And this lineup, while struggling for 5 days, doesn't suck. You can't lead the American League in runs scored and then tell me they suck. You want to tell me, listen, I'm worried that they won't be as good as that the rest of the year? That's fair. You want to tell me some of these guys are going to come down a little bit off of incredible starts like Grisham and Goldschmidt? Yeah, that's fair. But you can't tell me this offense sucks after 5 games when they've led the American League in runs scored and they have the second best run differential in all of baseball right now behind the Cubs. Like, you got to relax. I'm frustrated too. I've been screaming about it for the first hour. Last night sucked. And they've got to be better with situational hitting. But Volpe isn't bad. Wells isn't bad. And this offense isn't bad. And it's not just Judge and nobody else. That's not the case. The entire team is slumping at the moment, no doubt. But the idea that it's Judge and everybody else stinks when you go up and down the lineup and they have 9 guys. They only can play 9. They got 9 guys with an above average OPS. Not throwing a party for it. I'm not creating an offensive nickname that goes in lore. I'm not trying to tell you they're the greatest offense I've ever seen. They just don't suck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 3:30. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Talked a little bit of Devers there. We'll take your calls on it. Obviously, the Yankees continue to take your calls on that. We'll get to the Mets as they look to turn to David Peterson to end their losing ways of the last three games as they got swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. Thanks for nothing. As the Rays are hot and beat Baltimore yesterday and now only 2.5 games back. Three in the loss column of the New York Yankees and the Phillies after sweeping Toronto while the Mets were losing to the Tampa Bay Rays, are now only two games back in the division after winning last night against Miami. So Philly, after really having a terrible stretch of, what was it, like 1-9 or 2-11, have gotten hot here, have won four in a row, and have jumped back up in the standings, and it's two games as the Mets head to a place that has traditionally been a house of horrors, but against a team that is struggling, has been a shell of themselves, dealing with all kinds of issues, and it's time for the Mets to go in there and take advantage of a down Atlanta Braves team, and they start with as good a start as you can start with. Right now, David Peterson, who's been on a roll, coming off a complete game shutout victory, is going to look to go into Atlanta and take care of business, and they will be seeing, are they facing all three of Atlanta's best pitchers too, right? You're going to see... What's the pitching matchups for the Mets? You've got Schwellenbach tomorrow against Peterson, and he has given the Mets fits. Then you've got Blackburn versus Chris Sale, and a lot of rumors that Sale could possibly be on the market come the trade deadline, which would be a huge piece. I mean, I can't right now. He's 4-4 with a 2.79 after the Cy Young last year. Sale would be about as big a free agent starting, about as big a trade piece at the deadline as you could have. And then Thursday, they will get Strider, who has not pitched well this year. He's 1-5 with a 4.35, but it'll be Clay Holmes against Strider in the finale. So you're going to see Sale, you're going to see Schwellenbach tonight, and it's time to go into Atlanta. Take care of business. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Knicks and their search. As I can't tell you how excited I am about Jenkins and Mike Brown. I just can't tell you how, I'm just so excited. I mean, I don't know. I'm tired of getting frustrated by it. I'm tired of yelling about it, but I just got to tell you. I mean, I don't know. I understand you felt you had to move on from Tibbs. If you were one of those guys, you felt like you needed to move on from Tibbs, like, you can make a compelling case. I disagree with you. I don't think I could be convinced that moving on from Tibbs was the best thing for the franchise in this moment. I would have kept him another year, but there are arguments to be made. I'll push back on them, but I get it. But I don't know how in the world, like, you can really tell me that if they, like, the charade they went through and getting all the doors slammed in their face, and reports are that they weren't even just told no, it was like, hell no, bleep no. Owners answering the phone going, don't bother to call here again. For guys like Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan. Yeah, he's won a championship in college. He won two championships in college. But, like, is that the kind of coach that you need to embarrass yourself for? And then when you first get your chance to talk to guys who are available, it's, you know, it's Mike Brown. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. He did a good job. You know, he had his run in Cleveland. He had a good job with the Kings. He's not a terrible coach. But, like, Tibbs to Mike Brown, you feel excited about that? From Tibbs to Jenkins, you feel excited about that because of his run with Memphis? Like, I don't know. These are the first two candidates they look at. It's just going to be a hard sell for me, man. I am just, let's just get to it. Hire the damn coach. Let's see how it works. Obviously, now you're hearing the reports from Mark Spears that Kevin Durant wanted to come to the Knicks this time around, was interested in getting shipped to the Knicks in this offseason, but the Knicks aren't interested in it. I understand that, and I know many fans feel that way and are glad the Knicks feel that way. I would be a little bit more open to it than some people. I still believe in Kevin Durant, even at 37 years old. You know, he can get his own shot. He's a willing defender. I mean, I think it's a different dynamic that might really work well with Brunson, but not going to happen. Knicks aren't interested, so we'll see if there's any changes to this roster other than bolstering some of the bench. You got everybody. You got everybody now coming out of the woodwork, whether it's Rivers or, you know, was it another player? I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Somebody else coming out talking about the reaction with Tibbs, and we thought we would have a contract. Was it Marcus Cousins? I forget. He told me he'd rather have Derrick Rose when it came to Rivers and all this stuff. So now out of the woodwork comes everybody who had problems with Tibbs in the past and problems with Leon Rose. And it just feels like, man, the Knicks, while we're watching the Indiana Pacers, who they did lose game five, obviously, and are now down 3-2, as they kept it close and made it, I think they got it to within 2 points in the fourth quarter, only to have the game pull away from them in the fourth, but still a decent enough showing. Halliburton, what, have 0 points in the first half, an embarrassing first half for him. He's dealing with an injury. But as we're watching the Indiana Pacers and the Thunder play, it feels like there are two stories in the NBA right now. Two stories in the NBA. As obviously, Jalen Williams went off for 40 last night. SGA had 31, and the Pacers fell to the Oklahoma City 120-109. Halliburton has 4 points on the game, 0-6 from the floor. 0-4, obviously, from three. They had a ugly game, but they did get it to within two in the end, which is what they do. But as we watch that, there are two stories in the NBA. There's the NBA Finals, and there's the ineptitude of the Knicks and their coaching search. That's what it feels like, whether that's fair or not. And someone tweeted at me today that Evan said that the Knicks have handled this search perfectly. I can't even imagine someone feeling that way. Like, you could be on the other side. You could feel like I'm over the top on it. You could feel like the noise around it from people who agree with me and think like me have been way too much, and that it's not that embarrassing to have five coaches, you know, and five organizations tell you no and slam the door in your face. Maybe you feel that way. How in the world could you tell me this was handled perfectly? This is what you want? You want Charles Barkley laughing? You want Shams mocking you in interviews? You want to be like the ineptitude of the Knicks being the second biggest story in the NBA alongside the NBA Finals? Like, that's what it feels like. And that's handling it perfectly, as they might hire Mike Brown? Ugh. Are you really, honestly, Knicks fans, call me up, let me know. 888-808-1019. We're going to get to the calls in just a second. Like, are you excited at either of these guys? Like, do any of these names left, unless it's a Jason Kidd, unless it's a name now out of nowhere? And I still think Jason Kidd is a very strong possibility. And I have to admit, if it ends up with Jason Kidd, I'll feel like whatever the case, whatever happened, I'm fine with Jason Kidd being the next head coach of the Knicks. So that's fine. I'm excited about that. I can get excited about Jason Kidd. I can. You might think he's terrible. He might be terrible. I have no idea. But Jason Kidd kind of excites me a little bit. Who he is, how smart he is. You know, he took a team to the NBA Finals in the Dallas Mavericks. He's worked with Brunson before. You know, he knows the market. Brooklyn, he's in New Jersey, obviously, with the Knicks in his final season. I can buy Kidd as a legitimately good hire. I don't know how excited I am that Tibbs isn't on the sideline and Mike Brown's going to be walking around. I don't know how excited I am that Taylor Jenkins is going to be walking around. I don't know. They might end up being great, perfect fits and take this team on to a different level. Maybe. But it is hard to fathom. It is hard to get excited about. It is hard not to just be like, man, this is the most disappointing. Even though they lost to the Indiana Pacers, it felt like we should have been riding some momentum. It felt like we should have been happier about this season. It felt like there was, you could have told yourself something's brewing with the Knicks. And instead, right now, from the highs of beating the Celtics, it's a cratering out. It's a complete feeling of like, man, we fired the coach. We don't know who the hell to hire. They're going to hire one of two guys, maybe. I know that's just, they're just starting to talk to him. Yeah, take your time. Take your time. You know, I saw someone put out a story. It's like, oh, everyone's killing the Knicks for taking so long. Do you remember? And they were putting out stories about how the Lakers hired J.J. Redick 2 months after. That, you're bragging about the idea? It took you 2 months to hire J.J. Redick? That's, hey, other franchises get to, you know, take their time with coaches. Yeah, and they came up with J.J. Redick. I don't need 2 months to hire, you know, J.J. Redick or Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins. They don't need 2 months to do that. I know they're alone in this search. I know there's not another team looking for a head coach, and they have all these wonderful candidates all to themselves. What a wonderful candidate they have in Mike Brown. I mean, I'm having a real tough time getting excited about the idea of what's happening with the New York Knicks. I just am. And, you know, and then the basketball correlation with the Devers thing, which we're going to get back to in a second with Chuck. It's amazing that in the last, you know, what has it been, 4 months, 5 months, we have seen two similar trades. And I do think it's similar. I know that as far as just shocking and out of nowhere, and teams that the fan base has, you know, been connected to, in the case of Devers, won a championship with. I mean, to trade Luka out of seemingly nowhere to the Los Angeles Lakers, and then to send Devin, like these two superstars, so connected with their team, so connected with their city, so connected to that you know organization. And I know Luka didn't have. I mean, there was some issues between him and Nico, and the weight issue or whatever other issues that they felt was hampering the team. And I know Devers takes it to another level with how they felt about him and the broken, fractured relationship between him and the front office and the organization. I mean, but still to have these two superstars moved out of absolutely nowhere in the middle of a season where, you know, Dallas had an opportunity to win and the Boston Red Sox have an opportunity to win. It's crazy. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Chuck in the truck. What's up, Chuck?
What up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right. Doing good, man. But yeah, I gotta disagree with you, man. I know you guys don't like Boston. You know, I know you want to have a reason to rag on them, but I think Breslow is spot on, man. Like for one, you mentioned all these kids coming up. Campbell, Christian Campbell and the outfielder, the right fielder. They got a lot of young guys. Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
You don't want Devers poisoning those kids. Like, who knows what he's saying in the clubhouse? You know, who knows how he's acting, mm-hmm. if he feels some type of way. And Cora was right.
You don't trust the manager.
No, I mean, did you see Devers the other day, like, literally slow down on a ball that he should have beat out? And then Cora says to him, like, what's that? Like, are you hurt? And Devers just, like, waves him off. Right then, when I seen that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's time to get rid of him. Like, you know, and because it's interesting. I wonder what you would say if when the Yankees acquired Soto. Because let's not act like Devers was, like, some type of gold glove third baseman that they did wrong. The guy's been the worst third baseman in MLB 3 years running. So you want to stay on the field, you need to earn that. I don't care how much money you're making, right? So we brought in a guy that's a gold glove fielder. Mm-hmm. It's going to improve the team. It's not like they brought in some slouch. I mean, no, Bregman's a big name.
I agree with you.
You know, so he could have moved. He should have moved. He should have been embarrassed to play third base the way that – who wants to be the worst fielder at their position for three consecutive years? He should have been happy that they saved him the embarrassment of being the worst fielder in the league. And to take ground balls at first, yeah, he should have. What would your take have been when the Yankees acquire a Juan Soto and Judge goes, I'm not moving to center. Oh, you kidding me? I'm Aaron Judge. I'm the captain. You think you're going to bring this guy in here and I'm supposed to move over to center field?
Yeah.
No, find somebody else to play. How would you feel? You would be ripping Judge to shreds.
It's a good question. Let me think. How would I feel? I would feel like, don't trade him. Because he's a great hitter and I want him on the team. That's how I would feel. You think I would feel like Judge has to go because there are young players on the Yankees? Do you think that would be my opinion if he said he didn't want to play right field? You know what I would do? I would do exactly what they did. I would put him somewhere else, and if he complained, I'd figure it out with him. Because he's the captain, he just signed an enormous contract, and I'm paying him a lot of money, and I'll make it work with him. And I have 8 more years with Devers to make it work. And I'm not trading him now when I'm a half a game out of the playoffs. I'm just saying, like, yes.
Well, who knows what he's saying? I understand the timing on it.
The timing, I got you on the timing.
It came out of nowhere. You sweep the Yankees, you trade him, but obviously, they feel like they're going to be able to add something, or they're going to be willing to go out and add something. And I would be probably willing to bet right now that the Boston Red Sox are the new odds-on favorite for Kyle Tucker. And guess what?
They already
signed one of his buddies, and Bregman's already there. So you don't think Bregman and Tucker still have a relationship from Houston? And Breggy's saying, "Hey, bro, come over here." You know what I mean? You you never know there,
right.
and now you can take that $300 million that you saved from having to pay a disgruntled player that doesn't want to hustle, that doesn't want to work with the team, that doesn't want to be a good role model for all these kids that you're talking about that are now coming up, and I can replace him with a guy that can give me similar production, a guy that's actually won gold gloves in the field, maybe add a little money. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, again.
Why not? I don't think they're wrong for that.
In the offseason, that's a suitable discussion. Right now, it is a hideous giving up on the season and getting rid of a player that you had a contract under for the next 8 years where you have an opportunity to work with him. And yeah, that's great. They're the odds on favorite. All right, what if Kyle Tucker goes, wow, this is how they treat their stars over there? I don't know if I want to be a part of it. I don't know if I want to be a part of the team.
Do
like
they really
said.
Treat him bad when he didn't? He's being selfish. He's being all about himself. He's not even hustling. I mean, like, people were killing Soto. Mets fans, and I'm a Mets fan, we were killing. They were killing Soto. And Soto was watching a ball that he thought was going out of the ballpark. I mean, Devers was literally running to first and slowed down on a ball that he should have beat out.
We've seen it a bunch. He's not the only player, and thank you for the call. He's not the only player that has done that. He also was celebrating with the team, with the mascot's face over his head. I mean, Tucker's also having a really good season in Chicago. Like, you make it sound like you know they're going to get Tucker. Sure, it opens it up for them to be more likely to get Tucker, but that's free agency. You have no idea. He could sign a contract extension tomorrow and not even reach free agency. Like, that was my problem. Like, oh, this puts them in the front runner for Tucker. Okay, great. One, how do you know he even hits free agency? How do you know he doesn't fall in love with Chicago and they make him an offer he can't refuse? Or in free agency, looks to stay and gives them a discount? We've seen it before. What if they go on to win? You think he's going to want to just go to Boston? And again, now he's dealing with an owner. He's dealing with a situation there that's uncomfortable. I was just reading a story about they made Roman Anthony run in the outfield in front of all the executives out on the field. It was Alex Cora and the coach's way of telling them, we don't like what's going on in the minor leagues. We don't like the kind of players you're bringing up here. That's Campbell's terribly, terrible defensively. Terrible. He's absolutely horrible defensively. And he's not been the offensive player they'd hoped he'd been either. And we'll see what these young kids are. But maybe they could use some experience making the playoffs. Maybe that'll help him. Like, he's poisoning them. Oh, he's poisoning them. Because he says Breslow lied to him. And again, now free agents have to look at it and go, geez, you got the coaches fighting with the GM, right? There was a scout. Apparently, there was a phone conversation with the scout and Breslow. And the scout thought that the phone was hung up and it wasn't. And he said, all right, whatever you say, Breslow, you're stiff. And they fired the guy immediately for saying that over the phone. Like, there is a ridiculous amount of infighting and instability inside the Red Sox organization right now. They've got ownership and a front office going directly to the players and going over the manager's head. You've got, a ownership group that has now traded away two of its stars over the last handful of years and is putting more money, is signing enormous contracts to their Liverpool soccer club as opposed to what they're doing to the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora might not want to stay there. I have no idea what's going on. It's that bad and that ugly there. But sure, Kyle Tucker will come, no problem. And you just gave up on the idea of winning this season. I'm sorry. You've given up on the idea of literally winning. Could you still make the playoffs in a down American League? Maybe. I doubt it. But maybe you could. You're not going to really win without Devers. This isn't about me just wanting to rag on the Boston Red Sox. This is about, like, what would you say? You asked me what I would do if I were a Yankee fan and Brian Cashman, went right. Like, this situation did kind of happen. Gleyber Torres, I know it's not the same as Devers, and he's not under the same kind of contract and everything, but Gleyber Torres refused to go to third base. The New York Yankees traded. Brian Cashman has admitted in interviews in this offseason, they traded for Jazz Chisholm to be their second baseman with every intention of moving Gleyber over to third, and Gleyber said no. Did it become a story? Did Brian Cashman go public with it? Did they have to talk to him? Or did the manager just make a decision, kept him at second base, moved Jazz to third, and went about trying to win? Like, what if Brian Cashman and Boone are at odds? Boone's doing things to show displeasure with the front office. The front office is trading their best players. Like, what would I say if Judge didn't want to move from right field? I'd say, Soto, you're playing left. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say. And I certainly wouldn't say trade him while I'm in the middle of a pennant race. I certainly wouldn't do that. If he has to go, fine. He has to go. I don't agree with it, but let's say he has to go. You wait. You wait. You wait until the offseason. You try and win this season. And then you move him in the offseason when you might actually get a decent package, when you might actually get a trade, when you might actually get something that isn't. This is how the owner, this is how the GM designated the trade. This is how he described the trade that they just made with the San Francisco Giants. It's not that this was the best deal that we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafi Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. That's how he described this thing. Not, hey, we really like this guy, and we really like Tix, and we really liked him, and they ate all of our money. This is for us, this is an excellent deal. It's like, well, it's not the best, because the best wouldn't be good enough. So we did this instead. But you're right. Breslow's exactly right. I couldn't have said it more perfectly. Breslow is 100% correct with that statement. Woof. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jeff in Fort Lee. What's up, Jeff? Jeff, you there? No. Let's go to Omar in the Bronx. What's up, Omar?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Embarrassed about the Knicks, but I'll get back to that in a little bit. But Devers, people, the Red Sox created this narrative after, you know, they messed up. They dropped the ball on him because they didn't speak to him. From the beginning, they spoke to him, and they told him that they were going to sign Bregman. He was willing to move to second base. I don't know if you remember in the offseason.
Yep.
He made it public. I would move to second base.
Absolutely,
it's
talked about it.
Because of the Red Sox.
100%.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I'm not saying that Devers is, you know, void of blame, and he should be the type of guy, for the money they pay him, he should be the type of guy willing to move. Totally agree. But when they
If I was him, I would have done the same thing.
But when they signed Bregman, they didn't call him before and say, hey, look, we're looking to sign Bregman. If we do, I really think it's best for the team if we move him to third base. All the talk was when they signed Bregman, he's going to play second. He's going to play second. That's what they told him. That's what. And then all of a sudden they get to spring training. It's like, oh, he's going to be our third baseman.
Exactly.
It's like, how did you feel about it? I told him, no, I'm the third baseman. Like, it does work both ways. The idea that he's just this bad guy who didn't do what the team told him to do, they couldn't have handled it any worse.
Horrible. And it wasn't even that he didn't say that he wouldn't move. They told him that they weren't moving him. This is why he's upset. So right. Now they went back on their word.
Yeah.
And now they're making it seem like he's this terrible, horrible person, which is not the case. And now, you know, and they sent him to Jupiter. They sent him to San Francisco. They didn't want to trade him anywhere near, you know, the AL East. So.
Well, of course. Well, I mean, really, it doesn't matter. As long as it's the National League, and thank you for the call. As long as it's the National League, you don't want to trade him into the American League. Out West, you know, even if it's here, what's the difference? It's better that it's out West. Sure, you couldn't be any further than the San Francisco Giants. But it's just, I don't disagree with you. I don't. They handled this terribly. It is on them, too. This is not just Devers being a bad guy. It's not. They handled this terribly. Now, again, if you we've heard stories now, I've seen reporting that there are other things. There are, you know, meet and greets and, you know, I don't know, wine and dining with clients and selling luxury suites and other obligations that they feel a player who they deem the franchise player who they're paying $300 million plus to, he should be more amiable to those kind of things and more willing to do those kind of things. And he hasn't done those either. I don't know. All I can tell you is you're 100% right. When they signed Bregman, the talk was he's going to play second base. Bregman even talked about it. He was going to play second base. Then they had a change of heart at spring training and sprung it on him after promising him different. They promised him third base. The owner and the manager were there. I know the GM changed, but the ownership group and the manager were the same when they made those promises. Like, I would be annoyed, too. I would probably go willingly. And again, he did. He went to DH. They said, you're not playing third. You're going to be a DH. He did it. He said he wouldn't, but he did. And he's having a great year. And now we're mad. Oh, and then he's pick up first base now. Do whatever. Hey, listen, if our center field goes down, will you go out there and play? Like, it's your fault you don't have a roster where you can adjust if a first baseman goes down. You told me to put my glove away. You're going to disrespect me, you're going to lie to me, and now I got to go do what you and maybe embarrass myself at first base? It's mid-season. It's not easy to make those changes. Maybe if you played him throughout the year, you had a decent enough season, things felt better at the end of the year. In the off-season, you could be like, hey, let's just take some grounders at first. Let's see if we can try and play you a little bit at first. Let's see what we can do to make things work. It's not crazy. Even if it's ugly now, it doesn't mean it has to be forever. Sorry. You can't trade him in June. It's ridiculous. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine how anyone thinks that was a good move, especially the timing. If you think he had to go, fine. You can't do it now. It's crazy. And for the return they got, it's absolutely nuts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.